Thank you, John. Love that boy. Father, we pray for John and Pastor Deb. We call them healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that they'll be right back here with us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Go over to Proverbs 10:22, something you know well. Hallelujah. We long life. Long life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Remember what Brother Bill Winston said to us? Now stay in the glory. Remember what Brother Bill Winston said to us? He said, for those of us that are a little older, watch out for your emotions. Watch out for them. You stay strong on your confession. Stay strong on your confession. And that goes for you little whippersnappers too. But no, I'm kidding. All of us. But there's just something about when you get a little bit up in age, you might have a tendency to get a little softer. Don't get a little softer about your confession. Amen. Are you there at Proverbs 10:22? The blessing of the Lord, it makes one rich. It maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Everybody in here knows this scripture because we know about the blessing. Here's another version. The blessing of the Lord, it makes truly rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase it. Toiling won't increase it, right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the word rich means full supply. So when you live under the blessing of the Lord, you're fully supplied. And so listen, every arena of your life, not just money, not just finances, you're fully supplied with whatever it is that you need. Spiritual, marriage, family, health, relationships, business, and finances. All of it will be supplied. True prosperity comes from the Lord, and it affects every arena. So when God prospers you, now listen to me, I'm going to tell you something important. When God prospers you, he doesn't steal from one arena to make the other one better. You got to get that. I've watched too many people not get that. He won't steal from one arena, and then you are losing out on the other. Amen. I'll tell you what I mean by that in just a minute. So he's not, I'll just tell you right now, he's not going to steal from your church life and serving in the local church to increase you in your job. You're not going to do that. That's not him. I watch so many people. They come to church. They start hearing the word of victory. They start hearing prosperity. And then someone throws them some bait of a good job, and they say, but you'll have to move away from your church, or you won't be able to show up at your church. It ain't God. It's not. Well, I have to. Stop. It's not God. It is absolutely not God. God is not going to steal from your church life to help your financial life. He's not going to steal from your financial life to help your church life. You get to have it all. You get to have it all. We need to understand that. I've watched people come and go, well, we got so good, and so I know God offered me this job, but I won't see y'all anymore because I got to go. That is not God. I like what Patty said to me the other day, and what Pastor Nancy always says, and what I totally agree with, is when you're moving somewhere, you need to go find your church first, not your job. Your church is the most important thing that you have going on in your life. Amen. It is just the truth. Well, you're the pastor and you think that. I'm a Christian and I think that. You have to have and that's not all my sermon here, but you don't want to cheat yourself, because God wants to bless you in every area. And so being in God's will, growing in the knowledge of God, and releasing your faith in the blessing enables the blessing of the Lord to flow unhindered. I was talking to Chris this morning. I said, just think of this. You don't have to protect your money. You have to protect the blessing. You don't protect your, if you protect your money, you're protecting what you got by your flesh. You're protecting what your hard-earned, sweat of the brow got for you if you're protecting your money. That's not how we live. We live in the kingdom of God. We tithe, we connect, we give, we connect, and it's supplied to us. Yes, it's supplied through jobs. It's supplied through work. But at the same time, we have to understand the priorities of these things. Amen? A lot of people spend their time trying to protect their money because it's gained by human effort. But if you want to prosper, if you want to be rich but not toil, if you want to sleep at night, if you want to be healthy, some people work so hard they'd lose their health. Amen. You protect the blessing, not the finance. Amen. I'm not telling you not to save. You should have a savings account. You should have more than one. Amen. But you want to make sure that you're doing it God's way. God's blessing reaches beyond your finances and makes you rich in every arena of life. I declare that over you today, because right now I'm talking to faithful churchgoers. I'm talking to faithful people that serve, and your prosperity is connected to your local church. Did you know that? Hey, did you know that obedience carries its own provision with it? Did y'all know that? Listen to the scripture, Proverbs 28:20. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. See, being faithful to do what God calls you to do in the church and in your job or your business. It's whatever God calls you to do. When you obey God, there's a blessing that actually goes with it. Amen. Y'all don't seem very excited about that. Deb, hurry up and come back to church. Praise the Lord. I need my front row. Check yourself out. What are you protecting? What are you protecting? Okay? What are you trading something for something else? Let's do it that way. What are you trading for something else? We ought to check ourselves out all the time. Now what's my motive in this? What am I doing this for? Why am I thinking this way? Because you could start a thought cycle and be totally off because you had one little thought and you needed to carry on. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Well, maybe I should do this. Maybe I should do that. Maybe I should. Well, how about asking the Holy Ghost what you're supposed to do? And then you won't have all that toil. Amen. God can do it. Amen. Psalm 92:13 says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. So, okay, retired people, or those of you that think you're retired. Amen. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Amen. Who's that talking about? You. Those of you right here, those of you that show up, those of you that serve, those of you that were here yesterday morning and yesterday afternoon, those of you that are going to help carry the chairs out again after church, because we got to do it again. This isn't finished. They still have to work on it. But I want to say something to you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I release an uncommon effect of the blessing on your life right now. An uncommon effect that you just receive it right now. That this week you get an uncommon effect of the blessing. And you go, woo, look at there. How'd that happen? Because how did it happen? Because the blessing's on you. The blessing is on you. The blessing. Take care of the blessing. Father, we protect this blessing on our lives. We're obedient to you. We do what you say. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for the tither and the giver, and we declare they're blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, family. Hosts. That's what Pastor Burke calls them, hosts. If you'd like to give via text message, you can give VCHL and the amount you want to give, 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. Or you can give online, or you can give in the bucket, or you can give any way you want to. Praise the Lord. God is good. Man, this was some powerful glory a little bit ago. We were buzzed up there, girl. I know the rest of y'all felt it as well. Thank you, Jesus. All right. 1 John 1:1. 1 John 1:1. Can you stay a little bit longer? I know we've already had some church. This morning we cleaned house, and meaning that we spiritually cleaned house. And when we did, I sensed the prophetic anointing come on stronger than usual. So we'll see what the Lord wants to do with that. Amen. Other than that, we'll follow the trail. As Pastor Nancy says, we got our notes. And since the wind's blowing so hard, I'm just going to carry my Bible on right here. I'll be like Brother Keith. Brother Keith carries his paper around. Praise the Lord. Are you ready? All right. That which was from the beginning. I think we got it up here. Good. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That, did you get that? Manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. You get to have fellowship. Then this is the message that we have heard of him and declare to you, that God is light. Say, God is light.
God is light.
And in him is no darkness at all. You say that too. And in him is no darkness at all. Okay, good. If we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie and we do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. The blood of Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, this is the apostle John. Everyone here knows that. He's writing. And he's starting out this message trying to make sure we understand that this was no fairy tale. Did you pick that up in that? We've touched him. We felt him, right? You see that in there. He's trying to get a message over to you. So he's taken us back in time, eternity past, to meet the one which was from the beginning. He's telling you that Jesus wasn't just born in the earth, but Jesus always was. Jesus said before Abraham was, I am. Jesus has always been a part of the Godhead. He was known as the Word. Amen. So whoever or whatever that John is writing of, the subject here is eternal. Are you with me? Okay. And therefore is God, because God is eternal. They existed before anything else, and they are the source of everything. The universe ain't blessing you. God is. God created this universe. Well, you know, the universe seems to be on your side. No, I'm on God's side. And God is causing my life to be good. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. So that's a good place where you can talk back to people when they say that to you. When they say, well, the universe seems to be, you can say, oh no, that's God Almighty. Have you met Jesus? That's a good place where you can do that. Now, so it says, which we have seen with our eyes, we've looked upon, he touched him, he handled him. Remember, he's the one that leaned on him all the time. He's the youngest guy. He's always hanging on Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Kind of like the way Paisley hangs on Jordan. Have y'all noticed that? He's her jungle gym. She's always leaning on him and hanging on. And he just goes right on. It's like he doesn't, you know, he's just not fazed by it. I'm always looking, that girl, she just, and he just keeps talking. Praise the Lord. That's how John and Jesus were. Amen. All right. Now, they've heard. that which was from the beginning came to earth. The eternal God became an accessible man in the most basic way, and we get that. Church, there's a man in the Godhead. Right now, there's a man in the Godhead. You get that? He's still a man. So basically, this, I'm just setting you up, just taking a long time to tell you that this guy's an eyewitness. He's an eyewitness. He knows. He's been there. And so he could write these things. And so when you have an eyewitness, it actually debunks dangerous teachings. And what was going on at this time is there actually, there was a dangerous teaching that needed to be debunked. It's called Gnosticism. And what it was in part, it still exists today. It's really strange. But what it is they said Jesus wasn't really a man, but he was just this being that came. He was something else. He wasn't actually a man like you and me. So there's this teaching that's gone around about this. And so John is debunking that. He's saying, no, we touched him. We know him. This guy was a man. This God was a man. Okay. He's not some pseudo-physical phantom moving around. He's actually a man. Now, so we believe John and we believe Jesus came as a man. And so praise the Lord for that. And so, but what the Lord said about him is that he was the light of the world. And it also said that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. So, and it says when we walk in the light, we have fellowship. Who knows the word in Greek? Koinonia. Yeah. Koinonia. Koinonia. Now, so, you can enjoy fellowship. That's what this is talking about. Walking in the light, you can enjoy fellowship. Even though you don't understand all the intricacies of the Trinity, you don't get all of that. I don't get all that, but we still enjoy the fellowship. Amen. And more we're learning and more we're walking into it. And did you know when you get there, you're still going to be going, wow, there's still a lot to learn. But you're going to keep learning over eternity and keep knowing him more and more and more. Amen. So, Danny, how long do you think we've known each other? 13 years, maybe something, about 13 years. Okay. So I know Danny. I know a lot about her because we've spent a lot of days together, but I don't know all about her. Recently she told me something I didn't even know about her. I was like, I didn't know that. After 13 years. So, you know, I've known Deb Field since 1975. Okay. And she babysitted my kid. And she came and went to our church a few times, and that's how I met her. And so I know a lot about Deb. A whole lot, because we've told stories over and over. And the other day she told me something I didn't know. I was like, what? How did I not know that? I mean, I could tell your stories. I mean, she could be telling the story to Danny and John, and I could be behind her going and telling the story over. You're going to learn and learn and learn and learn and know God and know God and know God and fellowship. And we're going to have the best time fellowshipping, even with each other, for eternity. Amen. Now, it said when you walk in the light. Amen. Is that what it said? Yeah. It said you walk in the light. So, walk helps you get the picture of what we're doing. Walks are good. Y'all know what the Australian people do? They go on walkabouts. Have you ever heard that term? I'm going on a walkabout. Good on you. Go on a walkabout. Okay, so, when you walk, you do what? You take steps. So when you're walking in the light, you're taking steps. So you can walk in the light of this next project you're doing. Come on. In this next project, walk in the light. in this next thing God's calling you to, walk in the light. Raising your children, walk in the light. Do your banking, walk in the light. Do your investing, walk in the light. Do your business, walk in the light. Serve God, walk in the light. Amen. You get the idea of that. Now, I've walked in some unique places. Would y'all like to hear some of them? Because if you don't, it's okay. I'll preach to myself about it. But as you all, some of you know, I'm going to tell you some things you know and some things you don't know. I've walked into and stood in the Oval Office door. I've walked into the Rose Garden. I've stood on top of the Continental Divide. Anybody else? Yes. Okay. I've stood on the top of the Alps. I've sat in George Washington's pew at his church. I've been to Washington's grave. I've been to Lincoln's grave. Lizzie's probably the only one who's been more places than me. She always says, oh, yeah, it's a good place. I've been there. Amen. I've seen the Romanov jewelry. I don't know. I had this thing about the Romanovs. I wanted to know about them. Deb and I have gone to see their jewelry. I have seen the mummy of Ramses II. Y'all didn't know that, did you? Uh-huh. Not his mummy, the mummy of him. You'll get that later. Okay, y'all saw what I did there. Now, so I've actually walked into a meeting and had the privilege. I got invited to a Jewish meeting called Tish B'Av. Y'all know what that is? The 9th of Av. It's the day that they go into Lamentations. In fact, it just happened, concerning the temple, when the temples fell. We were the first Christians in history to get invited to the meeting, and me and Deb were in that room. That's pretty cool, isn't it? So I walked a lot of places. I've been a lot of places, and it's been exciting. It's been good. It's a thrill. I've been to the tomb in the garden. I've been to the Garden of Gethsemane. I've walked on the actual streets under Jerusalem, the real streets. I've been to the Temple Mount. I've been everywhere, man. Anyway. I've walked into, in fact, I walked with Deb and Art and Amanda into where Paul was imprisoned. I've been there too. Amen. I've seen the Vatican. I've seen St. Peter's Basilica. I've seen where Mark is buried. I've been to Ephesus, and I've seen the man who wrote this. I stood at his grave, right? But did you know that all these places that I've been, there's one place better to walk, and that is in fellowship with you. Fellowship with you and fellowship with my God. That's the best place to walk. Those places are wonderful. I'm so glad I got to go. I'm so glad God blessed me. Some of the wonderful things about traveling is when you travel with people you love, there's that koinonia. You know, you want to have some fun koinonia, go with Danny to the beach. This girl loves the beach. I mean, she's happy there. There's this big old smile on her face, you know. But no matter where you are, even if we're here, even if we're in the office, koinonia, fellowship with one another, whatever it is we're doing. Ooh, I just felt the Holy Ghost jump just then. So we want to, he is the light, and we want to walk with him. So, you know, Job's companions described those that were lost in spiritual darkness as those who grope in the night. We don't want to live in spiritual darkness. We want to have the light. When you have the light, you can see where to go. Anybody been in the dark hotel room? Where's the one light place? Yeah, you leave a light on in the bathroom. Okay, I do too. Or at the door, there's one strip down there. And so, you know, I mean, I've stayed in so many hotels that some of the times I'll get up and walk the wrong way and go, oh, wait a minute. It's the, amen. And so, but just some light will help you. But think about just walking in the light of God. You know what's going on. You can sense what's going on. And then you have that koinonia with one another. And so you're all walking into the light. What can we do all walking in the light? Amen. So taking steps in the light would be to live knowing the difference between holy and profane. Is that good? Well, this, I'll do like Mark Hankins. I'll try this side. Holy and profane. Do you know the difference? You know, do you know the difference between good and evil? You'd be surprised at people that don't know the difference. The reason they don't know the difference is because they don't have any light. The light hasn't come on. So they don't know. Because some of the people that are doing some things and you go, why in the world would they behave like that? No light. No light. They can't see that it's wrong. They can't see what's going on. Do you know how many people are letting the news dish out all this stuff and they're just eating it like little birds? Now, I haven't seen much this week, but I did see one little thing that was funny. I think I might have seen it on Flashpoint, but so whoever's running what sent out a message to every news media with the word weird. Did y'all see that? Okay, the word weird. So everyone was calling Mr. Vance weird, weird, weird. And so somebody put them all together. Every channel put them all together. That's weird, weird, weird. So you can see it's a setup. Yeah. It was sent out there on purpose to get into your thinking. Now, whatever you think about him, I'm not concerned about that right now. What I'm concerned about is that you're not gullible, that you stay in the light, and you know that the devil is about his propaganda right now. Whatever it is. They make up this stuff. All right. Now, so when we walk in the light, we're going to know good from evil. And when we walk in the light, we're also going to overcome darkness. Amen. It's about overcoming darkness. So you have those two things. So, you know, it's true that there's a dark world here. You know, we hate evil. We love people. We love all people. But we don't believe and accept evil behavior. We're not supposed to. The thing is that we have someone on the inside who helps us. His name is Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit came when Jesus left. Jesus sent him here. You have Holy Spirit helping you walk in the light. I know I'm going slow, church, but we'll get there. I just needed to. Now, here's the deal. If you walk in the light, this is good. You are going to say, really, Pastor, really? But just take it, okay? If you walk in the light, you'll know where you are. It's so simple, but if you walk in the light, you'll know where you are. Amen. Amen. I was in Jerusalem on a Sabbath day, a Sabbath night. It was about to end. The Sabbath was about to end. Me and Deb and Mary and I can't remember the man's name, some man, and Lily, we all decided we were going to go shopping because everything opened at 9 o'clock. Okay, down on a street in Jerusalem. Well, the lights are all out. And like we're sneaking out and hope Miss Billy doesn't catch us. You know, I'm kidding. Well, so we go out and it's dark and we're going down this road. And all of a sudden when the Sabbath was over, boom, all the lights came on. And you're like, okay, start going into shops. We knew where we were. We knew how to get back. We had the lights. Amen. It's a good thing that you have headlights. Hey, do you know anyone that says, I need to get home before dark? We need to go get home before dark. They don't have headlights on their car. That's got to be it. Right? Look straight ahead and don't get mad at me. All right, now. Praise the Lord. So, I'm just going to tell you where you are. Here's a light for you. Ready? Y'all want to know where you are? You want to know right now where you are? You're in, I started to say San Marcos, Texas. That would have been bad. You're in Marble Falls, Texas, Victory Church, but you're in the kingdom. You're in the kingdom of God. You're in the kingdom of God. Okay? Now, go to Genesis 47, verse 5. I said all that so we could say all what I'm about to say. We're walking in the light. And we're moving forward in the light. But here's another thing. We're living in the light. All right. You live in Goshen. I'm going to tell you about Goshen right now. 47:5. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Now that your father and your brothers have joined you here, choose any place in the entire land of Egypt for them to live. Give them the best land of Egypt. Let them live in the region of Goshen. And if any of them have special skills, put them in charge of my livestock too." And you know the story. You know that Joseph's brothers threw him in the pit. You know Ishmaelites came and took him and sold him to Potiphar's house. You know Miss Potiphar accused him. You know he went to prison. You know he interpreted things for Pharaoh and became the prime minister. And now there's a famine in the land. And now here comes Dad and them. Here comes Jacob and them. We're bringing everybody over. And Pharaoh says, this is a smart man. He says, take them and give them the best land. Why? Why? Because he liked them? No, because he knew they were good at what they did and that they had a covenant with someone he didn't. Did you get that? You're good at what you do and you have a covenant with Almighty God and you're living in the land of Goshen. Now, you know the story. You know after a while that... Well, let me tell you what Goshen means. That'd be a good thing so you can get this. Because the Strong's Concordance, if you go look that up, it's going to say a place in Palestine, or it'll say a place of Ramses. Ramses was actually one of the pharaohs there. Okay, that's what it's going to say. But if you go and you actually talk to the rabbis in the Midrash, you will see that they said that at the time of Abraham... Remember when Sarah was taken by Pharaoh? Remember? Okay. So he was so taken with her. It is just amazing. Sarah's not young here, but she must have just been a fox. She must have been a looker because he was enamored with her. He thought she was something. He started giving her gifts. And guess what he gave her? Some land. And guess where that land was? Goshen. That's what they say. That's what is written with the Jews. And so Goshen then, of course, he didn't win her over, and she was a good girl. But and the point here is that Goshen is a place of where there's distance between the two. That's what they came up with. That's what they said about it. Sarah made distance between her and Pharaoh. Okay, because we're not the same, she said. So Sarah planted the seed then in the Israelites about not mixing with non-Jews. Are you with me? Okay, so that's what they called their place of strength, that they didn't mix with other people. That was their strength, to stay just Jewish blood. So it's best to say it like this. They observed their uniqueness. Okay. So you're in Goshen, you're good at what you do, amen, and you observe your uniqueness, amen. You need to observe your uniqueness. You're not like everybody else. It's not that we're haughty about that, but we're born again. We're the children of God. We're not like everybody in the world. We are in the light. We're in the kingdom. We live from another realm, and we have to walk in that light and not over in Egypt. We want to live in Goshen. Amen. We want to live in what belongs to us. Am I making sense for anybody? Okay, so 430 years, blah, 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 here comes Moses, let my people go, right? Okay, so every time a plague came, remember the plagues? The flies, the frogs, you know what was so dumb? What was so dumb was when the frogs came and Moses said to Pharaoh, when do you want these frogs to leave? He said, tomorrow. That's dumb. Why didn't he say, no? But he didn't. He said, tomorrow will be good. Okay, now that's not living in the light right there. Okay. Annie's been catching frogs. And I'm just declaring they leave in Jesus' name. They're pretty too. They're not toads. They're frogs. Do y'all have them at y'all's place? They're real pretty little. John says he's going to start shooting them and eat some frog legs. Okay, so all these plagues are happening. And what are they doing? What are the plagues actually doing? Because an interesting thing's happening. They're happening in Egypt, but they're not happening in Goshen. There's separation. There's separation. Okay. There's a dividing line between my people and your people. And so every time he made a sign or a plague, it brought more separation. When he begins to separate, it's a sign of deliverance. Come on, church. Did you get that? We're separated out right now. They think we're the bad guys right now. But we're separated out because deliverance is at hand. Amen. Y'all doing this, we're doing this. Y'all are the whatever we are, they think we are. I don't even know the names they call us, but whatever it is, we're the ones walking in the light. And so right now, even though we're persecuted and they'd like to get rid of us and blah, 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 so on down the line, then every time there's something that shuffles and these evil things happen, boom, boom, yes. Because they keep losing and we keep winning. Yeah. Well, I don't feel like I'm winning. Well, that's why I'm preaching this to you. You're in the light. You're unique. Start living in it. Amen. Amen. All right. Listen, you're living in the secret place of the Most High. You're living in the secret place, okay? So every time something happens, it's just another sign that deliverance is on its way. I need to tell you this one more time. I've been telling you this every week. I'm going to tell you one more time. If something's confronting you, if you've got to get past something, slow down. Listen for God. Amen. Listen to God. And get in the rest about it and say this: I know whom I have believed. I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed to you, Lord. I do. And then commit it to him. And then he'll do it. It's very frustrating. July 19th is my birthday, as y'all know. And thank you all for all the gifts. I don't know if I said it online, but thank you, thank you. So 6 weeks before that, I ordered my driver's license because they were expiring. They said they'll be there in 2 weeks. Didn't come until the other day. I looked at my little paper that keeps you safe while you don't have it, and it's 2 days overdue. And so now I didn't have a driver's license. And I was like, Lord, this is ridiculous. So I kept declaring those things in the mailbox. And then I was like, okay. So I got online. I said, Lord, I know whom I have believed. I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I committed. And so I sent him a little message and they got right back with me, which, as you know, didn't happen in the last event. But he, not for me, for someone else dealing with it. But so they said, oh, we sent it to Horseshoe Bay where you used to live. And so I got it. But I could have gotten all upset about it. I could have gotten frustrated about it. I could have slammed my hand down. I could have got, but now it's on its way. And they sent me a new piece of paper saying, you're safe till September. So you're saying, well, that's not a big deal. Well, if you get about 25 of those things, it gets to be a big deal. And we have stuff coming and going all the time. So, whatever it is, just slow down, listen for him. I've had something going on I've been working on, and I said, whatever I do, I'm not jumping. I'm not. I'm not going to jump. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to say, and so don't start speculating. It's not, I'm not sick. Okay. I'm waiting to know on what this thing that, how I'm going to pull the trigger on something. And I'm talking to Deb about it. I'm waiting to see what I'm going to do on something that the Lord's kind of showing me. And I was just walking through my, walked to my closet, and the Lord went, and pulled out a card, an ace. And he said, I've got this, but you wait till I pull it. Now, y'all may not get that, but you know, in the old days, people played cards and it wasn't a sin. Okay, so, right, Matt? I'm laughing because I taught Mac how to play poker. And so we're sitting there, we're playing poker. It's no big deal. We weren't betting money or anything. I think we had matches or something. And so the phone rings and someone calls and I'm sitting there, 5-card draw. And Mac, oh, nothing. Pastor's teaching us how to play poker. I was like, but now I'll just go ahead and tell the world we're playing poker. Not for money. Maybe. A poker table. All right, come on, we got to get through. Okay, so. Now, Exodus 9:26 says this, only in the land of Goshen where the sons of Israel where the sons of Israel were, was there no hail. H-A-I-L, right? Well, I'm going to tell you, only in the land of Goshen is there no H-E-double-L. Okay? We don't have to live in hell. We don't have to live in toil. We don't have to live in trouble. But the gas prices, God's got money. But the grocery prices, God's got money. I'm going to say something to you, and it may shock you. But try to let me finish, and then we'll be all right. Okay? So Goshen's representing us. The world is dark. And I'm just trying to tell you right now that you don't have to participate in lack or defeat. You don't have to. And I'm going to say this to you, but you need to wait till I finish. You don't have to live in defeat no matter who's president. Okay? We haven't. Now, no matter what the stock market does, no matter what oil does, silver went down. Good, time to buy. Right? All right. Now listen, of course I want the right president. Because life's not just about us. I want to know what's going on. I want to understand and hear. I'm not listening to a whole lot of the mudslinging because I don't care about that. But I want to know things that are going on. I want to know some of the news. I want to know how to pray. When I woke up and the stock market was going like this, I'm glad I found out because then I prayed over my stock and it went back up. So you want to know, but you don't want to live in the mess. You want to talk to the mess. And you're like, well, why do I care? I'm not in it. Because we love people. Because there's plenty of grandmas out there that don't need to be paying $4 for gas. Because there's a lot of grandmas out there. How much is milk anyway? See, when I shop, I don't know how much I'm spending. How much is it? $3.89. See, there you go. How much was milk, what, in 2016? Anybody know? Two something maybe? Huh? You know? No, it wasn't. $5? No, it was less. Oh, yeah, it was 5 cents back in there, honey. It was way cheaper. Everything was cheaper. There's something we use called wellness formula. Anybody know of it? Wellness formula? Okay. So when we just bought it a year ago, it was under $15. And then Deb bought some recently, and it was like $17, and now it's $27. Yeah. See? So people are suffering. Now, we have the money to pay for it because we live in Goshen. But we need to be concerned about other people. So you see where I'm going with that. So I do care about the president. I do care about all that. But I want us to remember that we live in the kingdom. We're out of Egypt, so get Egypt out of you. Amen. You don't need to be thinking about the golden calf. Amen. Get that out. Why did they build the golden calf? Because it was in them. That was what was in them. So they put that out there. That's what they thought they needed to do. We don't have to do that. We don't have to suffer. God will supply our needs no matter what. Now, I'm fully expecting to make America great again. Fully expecting that. We need to, because we are supposed to get the gospel around the world. And so we need to finance that. It needs to happen. We need to have someone who's in the right, on the right political side that agrees that babies should live and that parents should be in charge of their children. This is the platform that you need to care about. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. That's your business. But I will tell you this. Your vote is your seed. You're sowing seed. And so whichever platform you sow in, that's the kind of harvest you're going to get. Right there. That's the kind of harvest you're going to get. If you want all the stuff that comes with the woke stuff, you can sow into that. But if you want all the stuff that stands for, nobody's perfect. There's a lot of the things that aren't right. There's a lot of politicians that are on the platform I'm going to vote for that still aren't good. But you got to vote for the one that's the most Bible. And as your pastor, that's all I would tell you. And then it's up to you. But I will tell you this. If you don't vote, you're not sowing your seed and you're not doing your American duty. So you need to sow your seed. Amen. I don't care. If you and I feel different about it, that doesn't matter to me. Well, it kind of does. But I'll still love you anyway. But the truth is that that's your choice. It's your life. But I'm telling you, sow your seed. Amen. Sow your seed and believe God for the best outcome, because we want to have that. Now, so... when you're walking in the light, we'll start finishing this up now. When you're walking in the light, God will lead you to where you're supposed to be, who you're supposed to be with, and you can do what you're supposed to do. Because you have light. You can see it. If you have light, you won't go astray. But you have to stay in the light. There's a lot of shiny things that look interesting. But follow God, church. Follow Holy Spirit. Follow Holy Spirit. He is the default. He is the one you have to look to. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Don't join the darkness. Invade the darkness. Don't join it. Invade it. And here's what I wanted to get to. Since we're living in Goshen, but we care about the world and we care about what goes on, we want it to get better. We want America to be better. We want life to get better. We want people to get saved. There's something that we can do. Watch and pray. Not just pray. Watch and pray. Follow the unction of the Spirit. Ronnie and I were just having this conversation about health and doctors and stuff. You follow the Spirit. Go to the doctor or don't go to the doctor. It depends on what the Holy Spirit says. That's that simple. There's something on both sides. It can be good. Well, it's the same with what we're dealing with in the world. The Holy Ghost is going to tell you, you need to know this and pray about this. Yes. And then he's also going to tell you, shut that off. Yes. You have to watch and pray. Amen. You have to watch and pray. You have to know, because you don't need to speculate. Yeah, that's right. You don't need to be speculating. In these days that we're approaching, we need to stay in the light. And we need to pray for our country. And we need to pray for Israel. And so we're about to start praying together in some separate prayer meetings for the nation. So I want you all to pray about being in these meetings. And we'll let you know exactly how we're going to do that. But we need to start praying for the nation. John was telling me about, and I've used this too. He said that sometimes they have a little thing on their phone that lets them know when a bomb is shot toward Israel. Y'all have seen that? So that they can pray. Well, I had it on my phone for a while, and I prayed, and then the Lord told me to take it off. So I took it off. Watch and pray. Do whatever he says at the time. Do it or don't do it. Whatever he's telling you to do, right? Are you going with me here? Okay, so what we're going to do then is we're going to begin to pray into this thing with the Holy Ghost, and he's going to show us how to watch and pray for America. Amen. Who will pray? All right, we're going to pray, and we're going to believe God, and we're going to watch daily, and you watch yourself, and you'll know what to tune into, what to not tune into. Okay, so y'all know how much I love KCM. I think you might get that by now. But I don't watch Flashpoint every time. I'll usually watch it once a week. I don't watch their news all the time. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I'll read headlines. Sometimes I don't. It depends on what God leads me to do. Sometimes it's too much of an overload, and I'm not going to do that. I just need to do it. But learn to just hear him about it. And then you'll be all right, just like you would a TV show. You can usually tell in the first 2 minutes of a movie whether you need to watch it or not. Because that's when they're going to try to inspire you the most in the first couple of minutes, right? So take it down if you have to. And I can't tell you how many movies we've started and just gone, nope, not doing it, not watching it. It's trash. But we watch and pray. We don't just pray. And I know some of you don't like to hear this, but I believe it's my job to tell you, watch out for conspiracy stuff. Some of it's way too extreme, and you need to ask the Holy Spirit about that. And then, personally, I'm avoiding the bashing from both sides. I don't like it. I already know a lot of the truth, so I do not want to hear all the bad things they're saying about the president that I love. But I also don't want to hear his that side remark of all the blah, blah, blah. Keep it clean. Keep the pathway clean here. You're going to see some things. You're going to know some things because you need to pray about them. But guard your heart with all diligence. Why am I telling you this? Because we're right on the time right now. I'm telling you the arrows are flying. The mud is slinging. But we've got to get in this and pray the right things and watch for the right things from who we are, the Goshen people, the kingdom people. Do it from who you are and not from, oh no. Oh no, what's happening? Amen. Know what's going on. Speak life to it. Don't stick your head in the sand. Know what's going on by the Spirit. Discern what you can trust, what you can't trust. So many things come up that you can just put down as you're walking in the light. When you hear some news, ask the Holy Spirit how to approach it in prayer. And then this is what I want to finish with. If you're going to walk in the light, you're going to keep the lights on in Goshen. I'm going to go just put this on a little bit higher platform. Yield. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. To the Spirit. Yes. Yield. That's a little higher level. A little higher level. You're not just watching. Now you're yielding. Right. I just want to get that point across. I know I kind of touched in it as we've been going here, but I want to tell you how to yield to the Spirit. Because if you look this up, if you look up yield, it says when a soldier presents himself to his commanding officer for orders. Wow. That's how you yield to the Spirit. You present yourself to your commanding officer. So, four words will help you yield. You can write these down. Number one, recognize. Number two, respect. Number three, receive. And number four, respond. Recognize, respect, receive, and respond from Holy Spirit. Got it? Yes. Recognize that it's him. That you're not operating out of fear. Yes. Respect. receive, and respond. So recognize, be sensitive so that you don't override what he wants to do. Don't grieve him, right? Don't override him. I know, I feel like the Lord's saying this, but no. Or if you sense something, some you're going to react out of fear, that's will be overriding. Yield, get in the rest, slow down, listen for him, listen to him. Okay. Number two, respect. He's greater. And he's on the inside of you. The greater one's living in you. So reverence him and report to him for orders. The next thing, receive the Holy Spirit, because he can do more in 5 minutes. So right now, this is what we were doing this morning. Just receive. Just let him flow. Just when you're worshiping, just receive. Receive what he has. Receive what he's saying, and he'll lead you right down the right path. He'll heal your body. He'll change your life. He'll get you to your funds. He'll get you to your job. He'll get that person off your case. He'll remove the wolf. He'll straighten up the goats. Yeah, amen. Amen. He'll help you. And respond. Respond. Romans said, if you're led by the Spirit, you're sons of God. So he's not going to make us do anything. We have to respond to him. So, and if we listen and respond to him, then we'll go right down the right path. And think how we can help other people if we'll respond to him. Because it's just about us. Okay, look at that. He points something out to you. Look at that right there. Okay. Now, you can either come to the courts of heaven or the council of heaven. Am I right? Okay, if you're going to go to the courts of heaven, you're going there to plead your case or someone else's case. If you're going to go to the council of heaven, the council room of heaven is where you get in there and you prophesy over what can be. Are you with me? So Holy Spirit's going to lead you. He's going to show you. He's going to show you what to prophesy, what to say over the situation. What should you say when Hezbollah is shooting missiles over into Israel? What should you say? What should you say when all of a sudden you see strange things coming into the schools? What do you say? What do you say when you I feel something. Hope I'm not catching anything. That's not what you say. You have to do those things we just talked about. Receive and respond. Amen. Hallelujah. Stand up, please. Thank you, Jesus. I know I was slow going, but I needed to be. We need to know. We need to walk in the light. We need to see the difference right now. Because right now, the seasons are changing. We're going into the voting season, and there's going to be some really interesting things going on, and you don't need to get caught in the crossfire. You need to take out what you need to take out, and you're going to see it on the other side. At the same time, don't go hide. Well, you know, I'm okay. I just love my life. I'm doing all right. That's a sin. You need to care about other people. Thank you, Lord. Everything that I've put into you, every place that you've been, everything that you've done is about to rise up into a new place. Everything that I have acquainted you with and taught you is going to be helpful in the very next chapter. So say thank you to me, God, because it's going to be very valuable as you step into this next phase.
Thank you, Father. Thank you,
man. Thank you, Lord. 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 I really feel like God's trying to make some firm decisions for us. And we move into those, that he's going to firm them up. Where we're not just going, well, this doesn't look like it's working. Well, I'm too emotional right now, so I'm bailing out. Well, I'm too emotional right now, so let me throw up some walls Well, I'm, you know, let's don't fellowship with people. Let's get out. Oh, well, I made a mistake. Let's get in. Oh, well, let's do this. Well, I don't know what I should do and da, 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 da. Just find out. And don't quit. God can change the path. God can turn the corner. God can show you. He'll always give you a way in or a way out. Always. You're not stuck. You never will be stuck. We're right on time. I thought I was long and I wasn't. Hallelujah. 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 Three people that work for you are going to have great change to the good. They're blessed. And they're going to be a bigger blessing to you. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 I'm rocking you right now like a mama rocks a baby, says the Lord. I'm rocking you right now. You're on the path and you're going and you're growing and everything is going to be all right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just see you just charging hell and beating hell in every way in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to give you wisdom far beyond what would be your age. It belongs to you. On purpose, you've decided to do what you've done, and on purpose, I'm going to bless your walking in my light. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. You've had some good years in school, but nothing like this year. This is going to be the favor year. I mean the favor year. I mean you're going to get to influence more people than you've ever had. Your doors are going to open for you. I mean you're just going to be the shiny kid on the block in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord. I know someone in here, I don't know who it is, but it seemed like it just kind of been dark. The sun's rising right now. The sun is rising right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. The training's there, but there's even something greater. There's even something greater. It's like you're riding something, but you're going to step right off onto something that has been totally designed for your life. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just seem like just hadn't had the time to curl up with a good book, but you're going to curl up with a really good book in September. So watch the book. Watch for the book, not just the Bible. It's the best book. But there's a book, and it's going to be life-changing and help you influence people around you in Jesus' name. You have the time to do it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Everybody good? Thank you, Jesus. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Praise the Lord. Now, got two things to tell you. Number one, we're going to celebrate Miss Pauline next Sunday. Now, what we're going to do, and we would ask you to stay, we're going to have shorter church, and then a little bit shorter, not much, and then we'll wait, if we need to wait for a few other people to get here. We won't be sitting and waiting. They know that at 11:45, we're going to have a celebration for Miss Pauline. And so we're going to have a slideshow, and a few people are going to tell how wonderful Miss Pawpaw is. And she's in her abundant entrance. And so it's going to be a blessing. And I think we're going to work on some refreshments. Well, we can talk about it and have some refreshments, but we would like to ask you all to please stay and celebrate Miss Pauline. What a great woman. I had a lot of fun with Miss Pauline. She's And, you know, Ron's been telling me stories about her that I didn't know. And I've known her for 20-something years. And just she's been a blessing. And I'll tell you this about Miss Pauline. She had an abundant entrance. She answered her call. She taught children. And she served in the church. She did her job. And she did it well. Praise the Lord. And she could tell some stories. I'm going to tell you. She tells some stories. Praise the Lord. So she's there with Miss Gay Gailey and Virginia and Kathy and Louise. Remember that Laughing Louise? Yeah, and Tinkerbell. All the ones that left us early. You didn't even know Tinkerbell. She's about as big as Paisley, grown woman. We called her Tinkerbell. Praise the Lord. Sweet lady. But they're having a good time. My mom and dad are there. Your mom and dad are there. Your daddy's there. Your daddy's there. Yours aren't. Thank you, Jesus. They're having a good time.
They are.
I'm excited for them.
Me too.
Praise the Lord. God is good. All right. I know what y'all are saying. Hurry up, Pastor. We need to go. So I wanted to tell you four or five more stories. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail above. Hold it. Hold it. Stop. We got to move the chairs. We're going to move the chairs again, okay? So only stack up four, and Chris will roll them out on a dolly, okay? Only stack four because we don't want to tear the chairs up. They're coming back to sand this floor down and put another coat on it, okay? So if you'll help, we're going to stack them up. And now let's try it again. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen.